Arsenal face an intriguing challenge as they look to manage the development of Dalman, Obi Martin, Lewis Skelly, and Nwaneri. This is a piece written by George Bird for ArsenalYouth.wordpress.com. Every so often, an academy player emerges who has the potential to be fast-tracked in order to eventually prepare him for first-team football. Arsenal, to the excitement of many, currently have four players who fall into that category in Ethan Nwaneri, Miles Lewis-Skelly, Chido Obi-Martin, and Max Dalman. There are certainly other players in the academy who have a chance of challenging for first-team involvement in the future, but the aforementioned quartet have consistently been played above their age group. Nwaneri has already made history as Arsenal and the Premier League's youngest ever player, and it is a huge boost that the club have got him and fellow midfielder Lewis Skelly tied down to professional contracts. Arsenal have managed the development of Nwaneri and Lewis Skelly carefully over the past couple of seasons, slowly introducing them to U21 football last campaign before enabling them to really stand out in 2023-24. The next step will be further integration into the first team setup, which won't be a straightforward task given that the level of the senior squad has improved significantly in recent seasons. Obi Martin, meanwhile, seems likely to be Arsenal's main striker at U21 level next season, despite the fact that he will only be a first-year scholar. Chuba Akpom often led the line at that level as a first-year in the 2012-13 campaign, but it is a lot of responsibility for a player so young to have such an important part to play in the team. Denmark U17 international Obi Martin, however, enjoys rising to the challenge, as demonstrated by the fact that he has scored 12 goals in 11 league appearances for the U18s this season. The tall forward has already featured for the U21s and the U19s, as well as training with the first team, but his development should intensify next season when he becomes a full-time player. If Obi Martin can continue to develop his all-around game to add to his goal-scoring prowess, then it will be very difficult for defenders at any level to deal with him, and it will be intriguing to see just how much progress he can make. With regards to Dalman, it is important not to make too many bold statements when discussing a player who is only 14 years old. When speaking to Arsenal.com after the U18's win against Fulham, in which Dalman provided 4 assists, coach Jack Wilshere stated that the prospect needs to be managed carefully, but that work should also be done to prepare him for his eventual involvement with the first team. To even be discussing the first team with regards to a U14 player speaks volumes for just how much potential Dalman has and how talented he is right now. Even when playing against players who are older than him, Dalman is able to hold off challenges. And while he is a superb dribbler and a fantastic passer, his connection with Obi Martin is also something which could prove to be useful as they both step up to play at higher levels. Dalman will surely receive more opportunities to impress with the U18s in due course, and it isn't beyond the realms of possibility that he could feature for the U21s as early as next season. There may also be times when he will play for the U16s, with Arsenal eager to ensure that players remain focused. If even one player out of the Fantastic Four of Nwaneri, Lewis Skelly, Obi Martin, and Dalman goes on to enjoy a successful career at Arsenal, then it will be a huge positive. The possibility of all four of them playing together at youth level, perhaps in the FA Youth Cup next season, is certainly intriguing, but even those who are extremely highly rated aren't guaranteed to make it in the long term. There will be much to look forward to at youth level over the next couple of seasons, though, with the hope being that Arsenal can manage these four prospects in the best way possible to give them a good chance of making the breakthrough. This has been a recording by Arsenal Audible. All credit goes to the original authors. Thank you for listening.